Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What do I really like about my bank? When I call my bank after the first or the second ring, I hear the voice of a real, live person. Now that's customer service. I'm Edie Visade, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, even the smallest transactions are a big deal. I'm Nancy Victorine, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Erin Dunn of the Fortuna Chamber of Commerce with a community comment. Another Fortuna Rodeo Week is in the record books, another Auto Expo is on the horizon. But what else is happening in Fortuna this July? We have three new eateries open this month in Fortuna. I say eateries instead of restaurants because they don't all fit the mold of the typical restaurant and all offer something just a little bit different. The first to open this month was Hoppy's Froyo, a serve-yourself yogurt shop on Main Street. With bright green and orange decor honoring its mascot, the tree frog, Hoppy's is definitely hopping. Lines out the door on many occasions, and even in our cold July, people are clamoring for the frozen treats piled high with candy and fruit toppings. The sign for the Funky Monkey went up last week. It's in the old Denny's location off of Riverwalk Drive. The owners have created a business that's a hybrid of the Chuck E. Cheese and Dave & Buster models. They fashioned a kid-friendly restaurant with pizza, pub-style food, and games, as well as an adult area with TV screens. I haven't been in there yet, but you can catch me in there this week checking it out. The third and most recently opened restaurant is Main Street Steak at the north end of town. You may know it as the old Curly's or Parlato's. Operated by Beverly Wolf of Avalon fame, Main Street Steak opened the bar and served catered meals to a packed crowd this past rodeo weekend. This is a highly anticipated addition to the restaurant scene in Fortuna. The city-owned building has been vacant long enough. Long live Main Street Steak! There's one more July happening I wanted to mention. It's not Auto Expo. I'm hoping everyone already knows about this spectacular car show coming up this weekend. It's about the Fortuna Dog Park. The city has mapped out the parking area on the lot, and it includes three regular spots as well as a handicap parking spot. Additional parking will be available across the street on the east side shoulder of Dinsmore Drive. And this Sunday, July 28th, we are shooting a dog park promotional video. Everyone is invited to come to the dog park site on Dinsmore Drive, just south of and adjacent to Fortuna Feed. Your dog must be on a leash because the fencing isn't up yet. Does your dog have a special trick you'd like to show us? Do you have a great costume for your dog? Or do your dogs, like mine, just look cute and don't do tricks? All are welcome to be in the video. The taping starts at 1 p.m. Zorro, the police dog, will be there too, so we'll have to be on our best behavior. And we have a song that's been written just for the Fortuna Dog Park that will be used for the video. You can hear it on the Fortuna Dog Park Facebook page. And finally, people have been asking how they can support the dog park. We have an account set up at the Fortuna branch of Umpqua Bank, and they are accepting donations. Every $10 helps. This has been Erin Dunn with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.